Well, this is a perfect segue to our fine guest this morning.
We're so happy to have in the house the folks from Historic Rock Hill. Ashley Barron joining us, as well as Lindsay Stuber. Hello to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming over here. It's pretty exciting. Governor Henry McMaster presented Historic Rock Hill with Stewardship Award at the Carolina Historic Preservation Awards ceremony that just happened. How exciting is this for Historic Rock Hill?
It's amazing. I mean, everybody likes accolades, and so I think this is a perfect little award we got.
It really is. Now, Ashley, you are a member of you're the chairman of the Preservation Initiatives Committee.
Yes.
So does this fall on your shoulders as far as putting in a grant or you write the application or whatever you do?
Yes. We put together the application and sent that in, and fortunately, we were selected as one of the three Stewardship Award winners this year from the state, and it is quite an honor. And it's also standing on the shoulders of everybody who's gone before, because this is for ongoing stewardship. So from the first group of people who got together in 1986 to start Historic Rock Hill up to today, that everybody has played a part in this.
Wow. And we are in some good company this year throughout the state of South Carolina.
Yes. Drayton Hall in Charleston and the ruins in Statesboro were the other two stewardship award winners.
That sounds neat.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So we always think as Historic Rock Hill, sort of the publicity has been on the White Home.
Right.
But there's other areas that we really look forward to seeing.
I mean, Historic Rock Hill started as Midtown Preservation Society in 1986.
Okay.
Wow. And you know, we didn't do the White Home until 2005. So in between them, you know, number of homes on Marion Street, Green Street, neighbors, you know, on White Street. And our last big project before the White Home was actually the station.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Gulf Station.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So when we won the award, what did we win it for? Is there certain, like, criteria or certain benchmarks that they judged us on?
Yes.
That they were like, yes, you guys did this.
Right.
This is exactly what we're looking for.
Right. And if you look at their description of the awards, it says that they recognize those who have ensured the ongoing preservation of historic buildings, structures, or sites through long-term care, planning, management, protection, or continuous ownership.
Okay.
So in our application, you know, the White Home is our biggest project to date. It was $2.2 million. But we have also, some of the other things that we discussed were, we assisted with the first historic site survey for the city of Rock Hill.
Mm.
Historic Rock Hill was actually involved in establishing the city's Board of Historic Review. We've overseen and assisted with a lot of different publications and projects that Lindsay was mentioning. So a lot of different projects were part of the fact that we received the award.
How many people on the committees that work together for Historic Rock Hill? I mean, are we talking like 200 people? Are we talking about 10 people? I mean,
well, we have
closer to 10 than actually were.
Well, we have about 400 members right now.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. Okay. And we really depend on members and donors because we do not get ongoing public funding.
Okay.
So we're not part of the city or the county. We're not part of the Culture and Heritage Museums. We're an independent organization. So, but we do have our board. How many members are on the board?
11 members.
11 members. And then we have various committees. Some of them are temporary committees throughout the year when we have a particular event. And some of them, like this is actually a new committee, which has 5 members, and the Preservation Initiatives and Programming Committee. And so we work together for this.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering how this moves forward.
Yes.
Like, what do you get now as a recipient of this award? Do you get the gift bag?
We got a picture with Henry McMaster
and a certificate.
And a certificate. Yeah.
To sticky fingers?
For you, yes.
No gift cards, unfortunately.
Yeah. Not a plaque.
It's just a recognition, and you know, which is just quite an honor to be recognized by the state.
Sure, absolutely. So. Are you looking for new members?
Always.
And if you are, who are you looking for?
Anyone. I mean, you don't necessarily, the one thing I love about Historic Rock Hill, you know, I'm in it for the preservation in the house, but you know, we also do a lot of fun things. I mean, we've got a craft beer festival.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And members get discounts on tickets, you know, Oyster Row. So you don't have to necessarily love history and preservation to take part in it.
Okay.
You know, we try to have a big mix of activities year round.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, so we love new members. We'd love to have many more.
All ages, families, everybody.
Perfect. And I would assume, too, you don't have to just live here. So people probably think, I wasn't born here in South Carolina, or I'm not from the Tri-County area or York County. I don't know much about our history, but it kind of is a 2-for-1, right? You can join and then learn.
And then find out.
And then you'll be plugged in somewhere.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that really Kathy Floyd's story? I mean, she came here and sort of put herself into
Tennessee.
This process and loves it now.
And we are just thrilled to have her. Mm-hmm. She's our new executive director, has been here for about a year, a little over a year, and so we are really happy to have her here.
Well, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Will we see the certificate displayed anywhere special?
Yes. I'm going to figure out some way to get it onto a plaque so we can have a plaque and then display it in the White Home.
Yeah. Well, I know you said earlier it's nice to get accolades. Like you do this kind of stuff just because it's important to preserve our history. But that's really the winner at the end of it, not to sound cliche. But it is. It's nice to get the pat on the back and to get, like you said, some good company this year.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also that you're preserving this history
Absolutely.
For generations to come to make it easier for them to learn about our great city and great county.
Right. And people feel like Rock Hill hasn't been here for a long time. Sure. And you know, it's not a very old city, mm-hmm. but we have wonderful history and the families who were here who came. And it is important for us to remember that and to learn about it.
I think you still have sort of people who are alive that know that worked at the or maybe their father worked at the car company or knew about the bleachery or things like that.
Well, I would say the bleachery in Salonies, you know, those were two of our biggest employers in the county, and a lot of them are still here. And I mean, I serve on the Bleacher Heritage Commission, and, you know, we're trying to get people to bring us our histories or their histories of working there. And I mean, some of the pictures people send us are from, you know, when the bleachery started, and that's all a part of our history.
So, no, but back to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday to Lucas McFadden. Having a birthday today.
Thank you. Well, thank you guys. Oh, man. I'm glad I wore deodorant today. I never get embarrassed too much, but this is great. Oh, well, thank you.
Well, we are excited to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Well, you guys.
Just happy you're alive after the BMX.
Yeah, you'll be alive after BMX.
Holy smoke. I just told him today my chest is, my heart rate is back to a normal level. But, well, thank you so much. Well, the Rock Hill Tri-County area is phenomenal. We work with some of the best people in the business here in this area, so I'm very blessed.
Thank you for
thank
being
you so
here,
much.
Lucas.
Well,
happy
you.
Birthday to
well, thank you.
Well,
thank you so much.
No, it's special to you
well,
and special
you.
To us, too.
How old are
you? Oh, 21. Again, exactly. 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 I'm sorry. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I texted Freddie like a month ago, and I was like, I've got to surprise him on the radio. I told him I would. And I said, his birthday will be a great day. And then the next thing I know, you turn in a vacation request for today and tomorrow. And I'm like, Freddie, he better still be there.
It's the perfect timing.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You guys are great. Well, thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you, Lucas.
Yes, I am approved, right?
Yeah, you can cut it after your morning show.
Awesome. Yay, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you. Perfect.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You. Woo. On a card as well.
Yay.
Awesome.
To go
thank you. Well, talking
don't
about
put
going,
your elbow in the cupcake.
That's right. We're talking about growing old, right? That's the benefit of historic Rock Hill and preserving what we do.
And Lucas is very well preserved.
We need a museum.
Yeah.
Like a,
there you go.
Danny Kimmel, I think some Lucas.
There you go. Oh my gosh.
Lindsay Stuber and Ashley Barron, you are welcome to stay for cupcakes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So thank you so much. It's really great. So we're excited. Lots of awards. We've got accolades and things for your birthday. Lots of awards for Historic Rock Hill, of course, with the great thing that Governor Henry McMaster presented you with the Stewardship Award for 2017. So congratulations, Historic Rock Hill.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.